The U.S. government and Midwest states are looking at spending up to $26 billion on the Great Lakes over the next 5 years, but some in Congress and state legislatures are cool to the idea. Now comes an analysis from the Brookings Institution and University of Michigan that shows spending big would bring almost two times the payback. Study author Robert Lighton says the technical knowledge gained during cleanup would even help other polluted parts of the country.
Certainly dredging and bioremediation, but there are also technologies that will relate to improving fish and waterfowl and birds in the area.
Lighton says the regional spending would also deal a big blow to invasive species in the Great Lakes. Lighton says if the Great Lakes are cleaner, that would induce more people to come to the region and bring financial growth. Brookings researcher John Austin says that's something that ought to catch the attention of anyone running for president over the next year and hoping to win votes in the Midwest battleground states.
Certainly anyone running for president who is concerned about and wants to talk about the future of the economy and jobs in Wisconsin and Michigan and Ohio, as they will be, should be appreciating that cleaning up our Great Lakes and protecting them is one of the major planks to support clean, green, good jobs, growing economy in our region.
Austin says Wisconsin has several companies involved in water treatment, measurement, and other lines of work that would gain from additional major spending on Great Lakes cleanup. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.